The Squeeze is a free weekday email and podcast. We're your shortcut to being informed. Our weekday podcast is brought to you by CommBank, committed to being a better bank. Find out more at combank.com.au/better.
Good morning, I'm Claire Kimball.
And I'm Kate Watson. It's Tuesday the 8th of October. In your Squeeze today, the US is set to leave Syria, protests in Hong Kong and Iraq, that NRL Grand Final refereeing decision, and a 7-metre snakeskin. This is your Squeeze today. The White House has indicated that US forces will be withdrawn from northern Syria. This move is said to leave Kurdish fighters vulnerable to an anticipated attack from Turkey. To take this back a step, Claire, Kurdish fighters have been a key ally of the US in the fight against Islamic State. That has subsequently put a strain on US-Turkey relations due to the fact that Turkey consider the Kurdish forces a threat.
And what pundits are saying is that we shouldn't be too surprised that Donald Trump wants to remove American troops from northern Syria. If you cast your mind back, just before Christmas, Donald Trump made that announcement, and it was speculated at that time that he made that decision against all the advice from his advisors and from the military leaders. But he's now going forward to make good on that promise. And he says that removing those troops is something now that the Kurds are going to have to work out. But he later clarified to say that if Turkey does anything that he considers to be off limits, that he will, and this is the quote, totally destroy and obliterate the economy of Turkey. So I guess that's the big stick that he carries.
So what's the reaction been?
The Kurds have said that Donald Trump's move is a stab in the back. Plenty of Trump's very staunch allies have also criticised the decision. We're talking about people like Nikki Haley, who was the UN ambassador for the US, also people like Lindsey Graham, who politically are very tight allies. They say that it's leaving a friend and an ally out to hang.
Senator Lindsey Graham is one of Donald Trump, as you say, strongest allies in Congress. We wait now to see what Turkey is going to do. A number of violent clashes over the weekend, Claire. Firstly, frightening scenes in Hong Kong with protesters out in force again, specifically upset about new laws that make it illegal to cover your face in public.
Yeah, and tens of thousands of protesters really put their neck on the line by going out and wearing those masks. Some reports say that it was a three-day wrecking spree, that they're really part of a radical core that's now very violently targeting government offices, also targeting Chinese-aligned businesses. So, some pretty scary scenes over the last 3 days in Hong Kong.
And in Iraq, more than 100 people have been killed and 6,000 injured in clashes with authorities.
Yeah, this is an uprising there that has been going on across the country in recent days. Reports say that those involved are mostly young men who want the end to corruption. They want better public services, but they're particularly focused on high unemployment there. They say that they've grown up in a country that's delivered them no future.
From Iraq to Iran, an Aussie couple, Jolie King and Mark Firkin, have been released from jail in Iran. They're now back in Australia. The couple from Perth were detained for some months after reportedly flying a drone without a permit. There's some speculation a deal was made to secure their release.
No official line there, but what reporters have been really zeroing in on is that at the same time, an Iranian scientist who was being held in an Australian prison was released and allowed to return to Iran. There's speculation that that was a prisoner swap, but there's no official clarification on that.
Have the couple had anything to say?
They've just said that they're very happy and very relieved, as you would be.
Yeah, exactly. They were detained for some months. Our fellow Aussie university lecturer, Dr. Kylie Moore-Gilbert from Melbourne, remains in the same Iranian prison, serving a reported 10-year sentence for espionage. No update on her. A message now from our podcast sponsor, Vrbo. If you're struggling to find the perfect holiday home for your next trip with family and friends, they're worth having a look at. What Vrbo does is match your preferences to the right home in the right location. So from beach houses to cabins, there's plenty to choose from. Search for Vrbo, V-R-B-O, in the App Store and download their app to start your search. It was a close grand final, Claire. The Sydney Roosters taking out a historic victory against the Canberra Raiders, 14-8, wasn't without controversy.
No, and it seems that the result for the Roosters really has been overshadowed by that umpiring, some say, error. The official line is that it wasn't an error, but certainly
careful,
that mix-up was something, something that was very much talked about in the last 24 hours.
It certainly was. If you're an NRL fan, you know exactly what we're talking about. If you're not so much, that's what people will be talking about at work today. A good thing to know, though, is that the Sydney Roosters have done back-to-back wins. So they won last year, they've won this year. That's the first time a team's managed to do that since the Brisbane Broncos back in 1993. And a sculpture has been unveiled in Paris in memory of those who lost their lives in the 2015 terrorist attacks.
Yeah, get into the email and have a look at the link to that. It's a pretty impressive bouquet of tulips being held by a hand coming out of the earth. And when I saw it, I thought, gee, I can't imagine any Australian city hosting that. There'd be too much controversy about whether it was appropriate or not, or whether it was in keeping with the style of the city. But Paris has certainly embraced it, although it's not without its critics.
And just because we have time before we get to the subject line, Squiz Sayings today is about Cairns man Stuart Morris. He stumbled across a 7-metre-long snake skin when he was out on his morning walk over the weekend.
Sort of thing you don't really want to stumble across when you're out on a walk.
Well, at least it wasn't a snake. It was just the skin.
Yeah, and a bit of investigating around it looks like the skin isn't just one that a snake has shed. It looks like it is actually something that has been taken off a dead animal. So that is a bit sad. But, yeah, God, it's massive. And it's the sort of snake I would imagine is in the Florida Everglades, not in the back of Cairns.
Well, apparently it's actually not a snake that lives in Australia.
Well, that
could have been illegally smuggled here. We will see.
I'm sure residents will be quite happy to hear that in one way.
7 metres. The email subject line.
Gone for tiptoe through the tulips. That will be what a lot of people are doing as they go and have a look at that memorial in Paris.
That makes sense. That's all from us today. For those returning to work after a long weekend, just think it's only a 4-day week. Don't forget about our new podcast series, Squiz Shortcuts. We have 7 episodes out now, which will, in under 10 minutes, give you the background to the big stories, things like Hong Kong, Brexit, the US-Iran relationship, Ash Barty. Have a listen to those by searching for Squiz Shortcuts in your podcast app, or they're all in written form on our website. We'll chat to you tomorrow. The Squiz is a free weekday email and podcast. We're your shortcut to being informed. Sign up at thesquiz.com.au.